Good evening, friends, or listen to us on Saturday morning. Good morning, friends, wherever you listen to us at and around the world. Welcome to another episode of Figure It Out Podcast, where we go through the winding rivers of life. Y'all know how we say it. The river that you was flowing in yesterday is not the river that you're flowing in today. And the one you're flowing in today ain't going to be the same tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Put that on a shirt. But yeah, we're just happy to be with you guys. We're feeling blessed. The weather is beautiful. I don't know where you're at right now, but the sun is shining down on us. Look at Tish glowing. She glowing, y'all. She glowing. Look at the rays of sun.
In the warmth of my space. It is cold out there. I don't like it.
But we are happy. So Tish, what's in the water today? What is going on?
Well, I think we're going to talk about cooking, y'all. You know. Yeah.
What you know about cooking?
No. What don't I know about cooking? You don't get this size from not cooking.
I'm dead. Yeah, guys, she's being modest. That's I don't know what she's talking about. No, what she talking about, y'all.
I know you see all this blubber. Okay, that kind of hurt.
I ain't gonna lie though, her brother been eating good lately. I'm about to hit the gym.
Why you been eating good so much lately, Andrew?
Got somebody to cook when you come home. It's a whole ball game. Let me tell you.
I ain't mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all. I hear you. So, but let's talk about cooking, because I know for some people, you know, they find it to be a joyful thing, or some people might find cooking to be torture.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a chore. Some people think it's a chore, and some people think they have it as a passion. Like, it's what they love to do.
Absolutely. And I like this topic because I've gotten back into cooking. You know, when we had the pandemic, in the beginning, and I feel like this goes for like everybody around the world. Everybody was like, oh, I'm a Chef Boyardee. I'm Rachel Ray, Emeril Lagasse. We in the kitchen chopping it up. I can't go nowhere. So what else am I going to do? I'm a cook. I'm going to eat. So we was all flambé, souffle, all these kinds of things. But I want to say, I don't know. I think for me, it was like once we hit that eighth month of being in, I was like, yeah, I'm overcooking. I'm done. Ooh, what's frozen that I can just heat up and eat? And that kind of translated.
I done prepped it so many ways and had it so many ways. I'm out of ideas.
Right. Well, it's not even that. It's like cooking is very laborious. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
I want to say, so I respect the, you know, the not to say that it's a gender bias here, but I respect the woman that go to work, have children, and come home and make sure that meal's on the stove for the hubby or whoever's in their household. Mm-hmm. After they done work the whole 8 hours, come home, gotta do their prep, gotta, you know, put everything. It's about another hour there. So, you know.
You're welcome.
And I want to shout out to the moms and everybody out there, or the caretakers that, you know, make sure the meal is on the table when people get home after your long day of work. Uh-huh. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do. And you're welcome. But again, like I said, it's very laborious. Why? That just don't sound right. It's very labor intensive. I'm gonna just say it that way.
Laborious. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, it's very labor intensive, because I don't think, you know, in the pandemic you had nothing but time. So it's like I could start this whenever, I could do it whenever. But now that we're back into work life and having to balance it all out, you do, like you said, you go to work, you come home, you got to deal with the kids, and then you gotta, if you don't, you know, do things beforehand, which I'd say a good majority of us don't, you've got to prep it, you've got to chop this, you got to do that, you got to season and all of this stuff, and then put it all together, and then all the different parts, whether it be a meat, a vegetable, or starch of some sort, that you got to coordinate cooking all of that so that it cooks at a decent time, so people aren't eating late at night. What you shaking your head for? What's that?
No. I'm savoring all these flavors. You're saying prep this, cook this, chop this up, marinate that, do this, do that. I'm like, what you making?
Right. And so, like I said, back, you know, pandemic, I was all for it. Then that time frame came, and then I was just like, I'm over it. And then as of recently, I'm in it again. So like just today, I was like, yo, when am I gonna cook for the week? Because I typically like to cook on Sundays and just do like one big thing for a majority of the week. And I was like, I haven't done some shrimp and grits in a long time.
So you actually do you meal prep?
No.
No, okay. In the good July. No, I was saying like first, like my mom, she'll make like a salad on Monday and it lasts us about 2 or 3 days. Like we'll put like chicken in it one day. We might have tuna in it the next day, or then lunch meat third day, call it a day. But like or like we'll make like little, things. Like we'll make like say like ground beef. We'll have like spaghetti and like, like hamburger helper. We'll just make the ground beef like but we make it like for 2 or 3 days. That way we can come in, pop in the microwave, because we're super busy on in my
Oh,
household.
for sure. I know
So
you
like,
guys are.
we can't we don't got time to come in from work and then cook between, 4 o'clock and 5:15 and go to a meeting at 5:30. Like we just don't got it in us. So we try to like prep everything so we can like come in, pop it in the joint, put some dressing on and call it a day. But on Sundays we cook. Sundays we cook. Like Sundays we'll like, like last Sunday we had like lamb chops,
Where am I?
loaded baked potato with broccoli. And
Where's
girl,
mine?
let me tell you,
Where's
the lamb
mine?
was great. The lamb was exquisite. It was tender, marinated to perfection. The potato was loaded. I'm talking about like
I'm not even trying to hear this right now. Because
sour
where's
cream
mine?
and sauce and
Where was my invitation?
you're more than welcome to come to Sunday dinner, girl. You're
Mail
more than
me
welcome.
some food.
Mail it
Mail me the food. Okay.
up, mail it up.
USPS it. I freeze it and then mail it. I'll get it.
No, but food is like food is great. I'm one of them males that actually love I love to cook. I love
That's
to
a
get in the kitchen.
blessing.
I love shopping, for my materials, what I'm going to use, or what I got the taste for. I mean, yeah, so you shop, you have the basics. All right,
That's
for you,
rare.
pause real quick. Let's
Okay.
talk about the precursor of cooking, the market. How do you feel about the market and these ridiculous prices you have to pay to get fresh and good food?
What? When did eggs go over $3? And why?
It's like $9.
When? Like, first off, like, when did eggs go over $1.50? I remember, like, am I that old?
No, the crazy. It's
Like,
I
when did they go
remember
over $1.50?
just not telling our age, but I remember when for $5, mom sent you to the store, you got bread, eggs, and milk for under
Oh,
$5.
what happened?
You might got a bag of chips with the change, and a hug.
Like, what happened? Why are these prices so inflated? Because the last time I checked, we don't have a scarcity of chickens. Last time I
Right.
checked, the cows ain't not producing. I mean, they do it on a daily. I have learned that several times over in my years. Grass, wheat, it grows whether do whatever you need to do, till the soil or not, it's gonna grow. So why does it cost so much?
I don't know. And
Like,
I have a problem with also the healthy items are super expensive and the junk is cheap. I want to
absolutely.
know why do you think that is?
Because they want to keep us fat. They want to keep us unhealthy as much as possible.
The urban and city areas, because it's not like that in the county.
But my point still stands. They're just trying to keep us as unhealthy as possible. And those items are usually they're usually at the forefront of the market.
Yeah.
Those junk items. You like, and most people nowadays, I mean, it was the same back then, but I think it's more now than ever, is people just want to go in and out the grocery store. So whatever is easily accessible, that's what they're going for. That's what they're taking and just
No, now
leaving.
there's a new phenomenon. Not that we're lazy, but like we're, like I said, my family, we're busy. So my mom has a new thing now, not inducing, I mean, not inducing, not endorsing Instacart whatsoever. But like my mom orders on Instacart and it comes like whatever she orders, she puts it in there, and we add to the list or whatever. And it comes like in 45 minutes to an hour. So we don't gotta shop around the market. We don't gotta, it comes right to the door. So like we could be like we're prepping what we're doing while the food's coming for us to cook. I love it. I love it.
And I don't that part I don't mind. I do know some people have issues with that because some people like to, pick out their produce. They
Right. Yeah, we got some
I
strawberries
don't want.
yesterday, and the strawberries weren't as fresh as we would have picked them out.
Right.
He grabbed the first thing he saw. I'm like,
So now, just curious, because I don't use Instacart. Like I'll use Walmart Plus, seldomly. But when you have a situation like that, so like you got strawberries and they weren't as fresh as you want them, do you take it back to the store or do you just use them?
I mean, like, cause like, I'm pretty sure, like, even me, like, it's a trial and error. Like, when you have, like, not to say like woman Instacart better than men Instacart guys, but like, I guess like me, like trial and error. When I used to go to market, I used to like go get a bag of potato. Mom, I bring it back to home. My mom was like, "Boy, you grabbed the first potatoes you saw. These is bad." I'm like, "Potatoes are bad. They all came in the same bag." She goes, "No, you gotta grab the fourth bag to the back. Better that
So, are you that person that
way."
like,
I mean, I'm observing now, like, you know. So like now when I go, like, I like the grapes, like, and I didn't know, like, that you could taste the grape to make sure that's the bag you wanted. And I pop the grape in there. I'm like, "Oh, sweet. All right, I want this bag," you know. And the same thing with strawberries, like, you know, you don't pick the first one you see because it has the most air. You gotta go down two or three into the back, and you might see some of them ripe strawberries, or like not one
Child.
so quite so ripe, you know.
It takes me about 10 minutes to go through like the produce section because I'm picking them up, I'm turning it over, looking through all of that,
Doing
sifting.
the tomato to make sure this is the tomato you want, you know.
Yes, I look at everything, make sure it's firm or it's not too soft. Yeah, that's me. I don't care. Anything else, I just grab it. I really don't care. Well, partially, except for bread. Bread, I check how soft it is and the date. I
Yes,
always look for the
definitely.
furthest date.
You don't want to grab the bread that's last day in the store is supposed to be today.
Right. Right. And, kind of segueing a little bit, I don't know about you, but I have noticed that some of the items in the grocery store, their sell-by dates are getting
Closer.
closer.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's not just
Yeah.
me.
Yes. Before milk, it should be like today, you know, today is Sunday. So like, you know, you shop on a Sunday, whatever, and then normally it's like 2 weeks from now, the milk's good or sell by date. Now with
Right.
today's Sunday, the sell by date is like get this joint out of the store by Wednesday. I'm like, I ain't gonna even use it by Friday, so I don't even want this milk.
Right. Okay. I thought it was just me. I was
So,
like, these dates are getting shorter and shorter.
everybody's penny pinching. You know, the deliveries are farther and few and in between. They're trying to save and cut back money. You know, they're not recycling as much as they used to. So yeah, you gotta be, you know, you gotta be observant to your food. People, watch what y'all
Absolutely.
picking, friends. You know, them bread ties, they got the every little tie to color means something. You look at them ties.
Absolutely. Okay. As long as it's not just me in my head, I was just like, I feel like these are expiring sooner and sooner every time I go.
It's to the point right now, like if you're using it and shopping, you better use it that day.
Seriously, like,
You're shopping for today.
seriously.
We are hunter gatherers now. We're shopping for today.
Right. So I like that's the thing. When you go to the grocery store, it is definitely, you got to pick out the right stuff, make sure the dates are, far enough for your use. And then the prices
The
are
prices.
astronomical. I don't know
Right, the
why.
prices. I'm gonna need to talk to Mike because the prices stress me out.
Right. They are just ridiculous. Like you really, we are all gonna start becoming couponers.
Yes.
Like, and I don't know about you, but I don't get circulars like that anymore. I don't know why.
No. We actually, in my area of city, we still get them.
Like I
We still
get them,
get
but
them.
they're very thin now.
Oh no, they're super thin. Yes.
Oh,
They're not
okay.
fat no more. Yeah, we get them. I see it with the quantity of what we get in
Okay. I was just
it.
like, there's not a lot of papers in there. Does that mean, does that, is that pretty indicative of there aren't that many grocery stores around?
No, it's that there aren't that many sales happening.
They're like, we don't have this on sale for you. Go elsewhere. Yeah. So that, you got to buy your stuff. You got to be cognizant of what you're buying, how much it costs, and all of that. And then you got to go home and you got to prep it. I don't do meal planning, but I don't know. What do you define as meal planning? Is it knowing what you're gonna cook, or is it packing out your food for the week?
Yeah, so I think it's a combination of both. Like
Okay.
we're not extreme until we're like we like know what we're having every day of the week, whatever the case may be. So like we do like normal, we do our normal like monthly shopping, And like things that we like go through, like we'll re-up on like bagels and English muffins and waffles, you know, like throughout the week, so they're fresh. You know, but like for our meats, we buy our meats like once a month, and like where we're using, we'll put in the regular freezer. Where we're not using towards the end of the month, we're putting that in the deep freezer. We'll plan out, so we have like chicken, beef, you know, turkey, like, you know, like specialty ham or seafood, whatever. And then like, so we know like this week we're having ground beef and chicken. So like we know, like I said, like Sunday we'll like make something, you know, like grand. So it'll be like lamb chops or like pork chops or fried chicken, whatever the case may be, greens, like Sunday dinner. And then Monday it'd be like a light day. So Monday it'd be like we'll make the salad, you know, put the romaine lettuce in there, the cucumbers, whatever, chop it up, cherry tomatoes. And then we'll be like, all right, so on Monday we're having chicken with the salad. On Tuesday we're having tuna with the salad. And on Wednesday we're having lunch meat with the salad. That's so that's 3 days of meals. It's a light eat, but like, you know, we know what we're having. And then like on Thursday, we might make like tacos or something, whatever, you know. And then my family, and on Friday, we normally go out. Like, so we'll go out to like a restaurant or dinner, you know, Friday's our day out. Nobody knows, long week, something's going on. Or we have an event where they're serving us dinner. So there's no need to cook, you know. And my office at my job, you know, they give us Friday lunch. So like, I don't got to do nothing on Fridays, honestly.
I like that. I don't know if I could do like every Friday. I think I used to do that when we came out of the pandemic, like every, the end of the week or weekend.
It's brutal. And honestly, though, like, even like us with food, like we run out of options because like after so many Fridays, you done had everything, done everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, so like some days, like I might fast on a Friday or a Saturday. I might do intermittent fasting, you know, like water, fresh fruit.
Hold on. There's plenty of places in our city to go eat.
Like, No, there's plenty of places. It's just like, not that it's not plenty of places to go to. It's just that like, I'd be tired of food.
What?
You never get tired of food?
No. Have you seen me? Like, do you know what I look like? I look like I get tired of food.
No. So there are some days where like I might get the taste for something. Like, I remember one day I wanted steak and tostones. I was like, yo, like, I need you to go to the market, pick up some steak. We're going to fry some tostones. And, you know, we're going to make a salad on the side of it. And like, that's what I want. There's some days too. Like, I remember we went to lasagna. We went specifically to the market and shopped for lasagna items. We made it fresh because like that's not something you have like lying around. Like we didn't have extra ground beef for cottage cheese. We had to go and buy like everything for lasagna. We went out and bought that day Italian sausage. My mom goes ham. It's like a 9-layer lasagna. You would think my mom was like, you would think Angela was Italian.
Oh my goodness! And that is a process. Like I do like lasagna myself, but I just making it all them and steps.
Friends out there, no disrespect to you guys, but if you say you're making lasagna and your thing is meat, cheese, noodles, and that's it, don't invite me. Two layers of noodles? Please do not invite me. Now, if you like my mom and you got meat, another cheese, noodle, meat, cheese, another meat, noodle, cheese, noodle. Now we got seven different types. Now we talking. Invite me then. Nine-layer lasagna. Deep dish.
Y'all better have some good plumbing. That's all I'm
saying. The deep dish.
Like, that's a lot of dairy.
One slice of that dish, you in heaven.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you are comatose after that.
You are done. You had itis.
Absolutely. But it sounds delicious. Don't get me wrong.
Listen, Angela, it's an all day thing cooking that thing. It is super delicious.
Yes. Now you all know. No, I don't want to. Nope. I'm sticking with my shrimp and grits. Not deviating.
Breakfast. And so, what is our changing gears? Mm-hmm. What is your go to? Like, no, like, so no matter what time of day it is in my house, we could do breakfast any time of day.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, one day we put out the boat, we brought the milk to the table, everybody got their favorite cereal, we had cereal night. It was great.
That sounds fun.
It's super fun. You don't want to cook, but you want cereal. Or, you know, the quick thing, waffles, bacon, eggs, and cheese. Bam, done. Quick meal. Strip and grits.
I remember, we kind of had a cereal day or whatever. Not intentionally, but I'm laughing because just to think that we did not eat it out of the normal small cereal bowls. We all found some other container.
Big bowl.
And pour it out.
Tupperware.
Yes, Tupperware. Whatever, like, takeout container we had that was big and deep, we were using it. It was hilarious. And, yeah, just left the milk on the table because it was just passing it back and forth to re-up. That was a fun time.
So those are good days. So like cereal days, like breakfast in my house, like we can do it any time of day. Everything else would be like we play it by ear, you know.
Right.
Whatever we got taste for. Like, I have no idea what the taste for today. I had no idea, but it's going down. Whatever it is, going down. It's Sunday.
Absolutely.
Somebody making something while I'm working. Somebody making something.
So what is your like go-to recipe that you make?
So me, I'm vicious air fryer guy. I love the use of my air. I have my Ninja air fryer. I love it. Not endorsing Ninja, but I love their product. We have the blender, the air fryer. Okay. It works. But
Ninja, holla at us.
I love chicken in the air fryer.
Baked, fried.
It's air fryer. So it's like crispy / juicy.
Okay. I don't possess an air fryer. I don't have space in my space.
So it's like fried chicken without all the extra stuff. Like none of the flour, not deep frying. We're air frying, taking the fat, making it juicy, marinate it really good, put the seasoning on there, a little bit of dry rub, throw it in the air fryer, and then you could throw some like French fries or tater tots in the air fryer with it. That's a quick meal. But like me, I do the chicken. I always try to do a vegetable. So I love asparagus. I love broccoli. You know, with a little bit of cheese on there, and then I have like a little garden salad on top of that with like my favorite a honey mustard dressing. That's me. Sorry. Okay. You know, and then that's my go-to in there. And then, like, you know, if somebody's filling up to it, like somebody might make some macaroni and cheese with the chicken. Great.
But you're good with your chicken and asparagus and broccoli.
Yes.
Okay.
Love it. So it all flows, you know, vegetable, protein, salad, you know, and we have like, you know, not vitamin water, but like the flavor water. So we're not big on. I love cranberry juice, but I'm not big on soda. I don't really drink soda. Cream Same. Soda, I love. I will drink a cream soda.
Really,
I love. I love cream soda. But like, I'm not big on like soda. So like, I'm like juice, like cranberry juice. You know, Welsh is like grape juice, orange juice. I have orange juice any time of day. That's just me.
Really?
So what about you? What's your go-to? Like, what's your meal that you know? What do you do?
My go-to, I don't know. Like. I typically make it, and it's requested by my family to make macaroni and cheese. Although as I get older, I think I'm learning macaroni and cheese is different for me than other people. Because, again, West Indian culture, it is called baked mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. So. And it's compact, and that's how I make it. And for non-West Indians, Americans, it is very loose and cheesy, and that's their macaroni and cheese. So I'm like, I don't really know how to make it that way. I've tried. I haven't failed necessarily, but it didn't come out the way I wanted it. So, but for me, it's macaroni and cheese, and I love breakfast. So I will go to town on breakfast. So
I heard you say shrimp and grits.
I mean, oh God, ugh. I learned. So, and it's funny you talk about that because I never liked grits. I never liked grits growing up. It wasn't until the pandemic, you know, everything was virtual. There was a gentleman who is a DJ in Baltimore, I think. Kel's Cooking Class, I think is the name. And he did shrimp and grits. And that was when I was hooked. I was like, oh, this is, first off, it's real easy to make. Second, it doesn't take a lot of ingredients. And it is so good. So, like, I think we've had people on and I'm like, how you cook your grits? I was like, do you do it with milk or water? And depending on your answers, how I look at you, I might side eye you if you say water, because that is absolutely the wrong answer. If it is not milk or chicken broth, we cannot talk. Yes.
That's called dinner grits right there.
What? When you want to say you are stuck, let me make some cheesy grits and some shrimp. What? I love that. That is another go-to. Thank you for reminding me of that. But breakfast is my thing. And I love breakfast quesadilla.
Now, my mom's go-to, and when we want a good meal, we tell her, like, my mom makes her chili is awesome.
Oh, how
When it's
she
like
make it?
it's a cold day, I don't know. I just eat it. I don't sit
I'm
there.
like, does she make it in a pot or a crock pot?
No, she make it in like pot. She be at the stove for hours, throwing stuff in there at the right time.
I crock
Putting this
pot
in
it.
first, letting that cook, letting that bubble. Once that bubble, put this in there, let it simmer down. Or listen, we do that. Cornbread.
Ooh.
And I'm in chili heaven.
Oh yeah.
So then I had the bull chili, and then the next day, with the chili, the second day chili, I would make like hot dogs or sausages, and put chili on top with the bun, and they make like a chili dog.
That
So yeah,
sounds
so that's
good.
definitely good too. So I made 2 or 3 meals out the chili that she makes. It's awesome. So great.
Absolutely. Yes. Those are can't go wrong with chili. I have never cooked chili in a pot. I've always made it in a crock pot. And I
Okay.
do it on low, so it takes all day, so it smells up the house. Ooh.
Yes.
He's like, oh my God, why are we talking about this? Just bringing back memories, huh?
Yeah, my
Yes.
mom. Another thing we do too in my house, we it's called swoops. We make swoops.
What's that?
Swoops is just a fancy way of, it's like tacos, but with like little tortilla chips and swoops.
Oh,
It looks
okay.
like it's like a big nacho Bel Grande. But something with if she had chili or taco meat, we put that on there. Then we put
Yes.
the then we got the sour cream. Then we get the
Yeah,
salsa,
what
spicy stuff.
we do taco salad, kind of.
We put the lettuce in there, the tomatoes, everything's in there. So it's basically like a taco salad, but we
Yeah.
put it there, put the cheese on top, and we go to town.
Yes, I have done that, but I've baked mine. So cook the meat,
Yes.
put the nachos or whatever, put it in there, and then bake it with some cheese on top, and then eat it with sour cream and all the fixing. Yes.
Okay,
Have you
sorry, had a moment.
ever had it with Doritos? Have you
Yes.
spicy nacho Doritos?
They're both
I just.
habanero. I love spicy kicks.
Now I need some.
I love spicy kicks. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Some things spicy, not everything spicy. Like, I'm not a fan of wasabi. That I can tolerate it, but I'm not a fan of it.
I love spicy.
Really? You still got a gallbladder?
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Okay. Somewhere.
Somewhere. Now, being from Philadelphia, I make my own cheese steaks.
Okay. Controversial. What kind of meat are you using?
Real steak.
I feel like the Philly answer, and oh child, it's gonna date me. I feel like the Philly answer is
Everybody get the Murray Minute steaks.
yes, that's exactly what I
Season up enough.
was
Listen, I understand. I've been there. I've done that. And they
Yes.
do come out fairly good, fairly well. Yes.
Yes. That I feel like that's the correct Philly answer to say. Those Murray's mistake. Oh my
Yes. Hear that, friends out there? We from Philly. You hear it. You know it. You see it.
Yes, if you don't know nothing about the Murray's mistakes, I don't know if you can claim Philly as your home, because that there was no Pats, there was no Geno's, there was no Max's, none of that. There was Murray's. You go to the grocery store, get your little quarter for the cart, push it in there, stroll through and get your steaks, and out you go. Ciao.
Yes,
Memories.
the good old days. Yeah, but so I use that, and then like with that, and I make like I get my little roll. I pick my rolls out fresh. Or I get the
What?
little six pack Amarosa. Either
Okay.
or.
Again,
You fulfill you.
Philly
Listen,
gotta have Amarosa.
ain't sleeping out that roll.
Right. All right. Okay. All right. We gonna do it briefly.
American.
I wasn't even
Don't
gonna
you?
say that.
I
No.
was like, don't you dare put no cheese whiz on my don't. Don't do it.
Yo, who does?
Geno's and Pat's.
That is, and I think that is why we have issues with them. But that's okay. You know, they're going to be great. They're going to do what they do. No, my thing is, so, and I think we briefly spoke on this when we had Hans on here. Chopped cheese. I looked at a video of chopped cheese. It is ground meat, peppers, onions, and if you want lettuce, tomato. I'm like, it's just on a bun. We put ours on a hoagie, and it is kind of the same depending on where you go. I feel like a chopped cheese and a cheesesteak are interchangeable. I'm not
Okay.
really feeling a chopped cheese because it's on a bun. That ain't enough meat. I mean, enough bread for all the meat that I'd like to have on my sandwich. But I'm just saying, chopped cheese and a cheesesteak are
No, no.
interchangeable.
Now I guess a chopped cheese though. Now I had this like so when we run out of rolls, I do put it on potato bread.
Right.
Make like a sandwich. So I guess that would be equivalent to chopped cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with that. I can dig it.
I don't
I
know.
can
I
dig
guess New Yorkers need to just defend something. So
it. Take y'all deep dish pizza and go somewhere.
me saying a chopped cheese and a cheesesteak are interchangeable, they're like, nah. I'm like, all right, whatever. The components are the same. Do you be over there? Anywho, so back to this cooking stuff. So we've gone to the grocery store. We've, secured our ingredients. We are now home. We are cooking. How we cooking? Are we relaxed? Do we have to have everything in order? Are we just going as we go? We following recipes or what?
All right, so now I are you a stickler for recipes when you're cooking? Is
Nope.
there like you're like I'm like I learned from Big Mama and like there was no oh a tablespoon she like a pinch of this or a handful of that, throw it in
Yes.
there and then put your pinky in it, taste it. If it's not the taste, put some more. Listen, so
Yes.
that's our thing. But like, I mean, so like I had the outline of like what it should be, I guess, so I don't get too far off. But then it was like that. But then once you have the main ingredients or your main recipe, then you put it to taste. You might not like pepper. You might substitute it with paprika, who knows, or cinnamon, whatever. So you might not use sugar. You might use nothing. You might not use flour. You might use all-purpose wheat, whatever, something else, you know? So, like, we'll do different things. They use different herbs, like oregano, parsley. Like, the herbs, there's so many herbs that you can put in your food for different tastes. Garlic powder, onion powder, like I said, paprika, cinnamon, a dash of this, garlic clove. You know, it's listen. Possibilities are endless when you, but that's when you experiment. Like, how do you make
Absolutely.
your stock? You chop your green pepper, your onion. You know, you throw your butter in there, mix it all around. That's your stock. Then you put your broth in there, do what you got to do. Like, there's different ways to do different things, and everybody's family's different.
Absolutely.
That brings us to the memories. The fond memories of like me, like my great grandma, she's no longer with us, but her cooking in the kitchen for Thanksgiving, all them flavors and all her, you know, her turkey, the mac and cheese, the cheesecake, the hollow dollies, like everything you can think of. Like it's I wish it was Thanksgiving again. This is great. But like all the recipes, so she has a recipe book because everybody's like, oh, Big Mama, how you make that? How you do that? She'll tell you. But like I remember once I was trying to make cheesecake. I'm like, what's the recipe? She was like, you get this, get that, mix
Yes.
that. Like, don't buy the fake crust. You get your graham cracker, get some butter, melt it down.
And mix it and yes.
She was in there. There was nothing, there was no prefab about what grandma made.
I
No
know.
prefab. No prefab.
And that's because they didn't have it, so they had to make everything from scratch. That was
Potato
why.
salad, you can't buy potato salad. You had to boil them mother and then squinge. Yeah.
Yep. Cool it down, cut it up, mix it with all your ingredients. Yes, child, I remember that. My grandmother, who also, was no longer with us, she made coconut bread. I loved making it with her. I could remember at the house, my grandfather, fresh coconuts. Fresh. You would hear him chopping at it to open it. Then you'd hear him grate it, bring it upstairs. And you would sit there and make it with her when she passed. I promise you, that's the one thing I wish I knew, like how to make. I scoured the internet to find a recipe. And I'm like, yo, this don't look right. It feel like it's missing something. So I to honor my grandmother, one day I'm going to take a recipe I find and, try to make it. And like you said, with recipes, I don't even follow them all the way. I will see what they say.
Substitute. Yep, exactly. But, and crazy. So I guess where recipes come in at, I know, so like my brother's grandma on that side, they make their barbecue sauce from scratch.
Mm.
And when I say, like, I'm like, excuse me, I'm like, can you just give me a gallon of that to the side? She makes it once a year and lasts her for the summer and up until Thanksgiving. She makes it about 10 gallons of it.
Wow.
But it lasts, like, they put it on like all their barbecue, how they smoke it, and it's just the sauce and how they use it. I don't know the recipe, but she has it written down. And like they can get this thing patented. This sauce is so good. But when she makes it, I'm like, can I get a gallon of that? And that gallon lasts me like basically all year. I put it on, like, you know, my hot dog. What's on the hot dog? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it,
sweetheart. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
What's on your hamburger? Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Yes. I love that.
But I guess so families like that where like they have like a special sauce or a special way, like a special dry rub or a special way they do things, or like some people make Kool-Aid different. You know, Kool-Aid's not the same in everybody's house.
Mm-hmm.
That I will tell you.
I haven't had Kool-Aid in so long.
It changed a little bit. It's not the same.
Really? Well, I mean, everything changes, so why am I not surprised?
It's not the same. It's just, you know, no matter how much you try to dress up, it's not the same.
You know what is the same?
What's that?
4C iced tea. You remember that? Yeah. No. I was like, big old yellow tin.
Mm-hmm.
That
you got that, and they got the pink lemonade.
Wasn't a fan of that one, but that iced tea, chow. We could finish a container in a day.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I know, right?
I call it liquid diabetes, everybody.
Absolutely. But we were happy. We were happy.
Can you drink it like, is it good? Are you shaking?
And then you know it's good when you still got the mixture at the bottom and you still drinking it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I don't want to get too religious on the show, but do you remember, you ever go to church, mm-hmm. and when they had the double service and you have to eat at the church?
Mm-hmm.
And their go-to was the fried chicken with the rolls, a little bit of greens, mac and cheese with that iced tea.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about the black folk, the black church folk, you know, the little small church, not the mega church, the small church on the corner of, you know, down there.
Germantown.
Yes. Huron, Lehigh, the small corner church.
So that food. And then my church, back when I was in attendance, their specialty was sweets. Cakes, pies, cookies, and I mean cakes. They would just bring cakes. And then we had a church member, her famous lemon pound cake with homemade lemon icing. Oh, Miss Ziegler. Bless you.
Stop to Miss Z for making that good lemon pound cake.
I hate to, you know, be this way, but that white woman could make a god dang cake. Yes. Every time when I tell you, peep, did she make a cake? Everybody beeline for it. That was
all right. So back to our memories. Another memory I love about food is the highlight of so many people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, even when people, God forbid, like the people passing, like the repast food,
mm-hmm.
it's for mm-hmm. comfort. It's for comfort. The wedding food joyous is for comfort. You know, we get that barbecue or that Thanksgiving is for comfort. So when people have the comfort in their food, the passion, the love, and they take their time and prep it right, that's when, like, family gets together. That's when, you know, Big Mom was there, all the aunties and uncles was there. You saw all your cousins. That takes us back to our Thanksgiving episode where Thanksgiving was, like, the highlight of the year because, like, you see everybody. The food's there. Everybody got their hands in. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's doing that. Dessert table. And all your favorites is there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we should do a barbecue. I don't know. I'm just feeling like we need a
Philly barbecue. Philly, figure it out. What's in there?
Yeah.
We should do a game show and figure out that recipe. Have people come going to the park, go to Fairmount Park or something, or you know, Pin Tree somewhere, you know, and get everybody out there cooking, and if somebody could dissect the recipe and let the person know what's in it, they should get a prize.
I think that's a bit much. It's like, do I taste? Is that turmeric?
Is that nutmeg?
Do I taste a hint of mustard? Is that dill?
Not the dill. The dill is good. I ain't gonna lie. Dill is good. Dill is good.
It is. Oh, that would be cool.
Tell me the potato salad. Ready?
Don't you
relish
say
or no relish?
That's a good question. No relish.
No relish.
I think I prefer it with no relish.
Now, do you have it in tandem with something else that you think the relish would clash with?
I don't know. I'm here trying to think of what's in the potatoes now. I'm like, potatoes, eggs, celery. No, we don't put celery in it. I can't. There's something else.
Some people put mayo, Hellman's.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's a given.
Some people put mustard.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's why I'm thinking, because I do the mayo and mustard, but mustard is more so for a color. It's not for a taste. But right. I think that is why I'm saying no relish. If there's no mustard, then relish. If there is mustard, no relish.
I'm throwing relish in there.
Really? Okay. For a moment, I thought you was going to say raisins, and I said, you better not. You better not.
You know what I never got on board with?
What?
Don't fault me, though. The rice pudding, it's good, but I never... It's good. I don't know how... I don't make it.
Okay, I mean, neither I. But I love me some rice pudding. I feel like an old person, though, because I eat it.
Yeah, the rice, because you said raisins, I just automatically rice pudding.
I feel like an old person when I eat it. I don't know. I feel like I'm just a few steps away from like nursing home when I eat it. Like next thing you know, I'm going to start eating tapioca. Like I just, right, yeah. Right. So that's why I'm like, I feel old when I eat rice pudding. But don't get me wrong, I love rice pudding. It is.
Tell me this.
What?
What age do you think people should learn how to cook?
Five.
I'm not following you on it because I was watching MasterChef and he had his son on there. His son had to be like 4 or 5. I'm talking about cracking eggs with one hand, making sure they was neon yellow in the pan at like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
No, but you sit me next to the stove. I'm like, no. You Absolutely. Teach him what the stove is about so he doesn't burn himself. You don't want them being afraid or scared of the stove.
It's not even that for me. It's the self-sufficiency.
Right.
It alleviates the burden on the parent, you know, whether mom or dad, aunt, uncle, grandparent, whatever, whoever. It just alleviates their dependency on them for food if they can get just some of the basics, whether it be just to learn how to make an egg. Doesn't have to be, you know, an omelet. You ain't got to poach it or fry it over easy. None of that. Just learn how to do a scrambled egg, you know, however you want to teach them, whether it be just crack the egg in the pan or put it in a pan, mix it, and then pour it in. But right. Just some simple things until they gain the confidence where you can try some more complicated recipes with them.
Yeah, and I agree with you. If it doesn't require at that age, you know, like a knife for like shearing, like as comes like, you know, filleting something or chopping up meat. If it's like, let's say, making oodles and noodles, no offense, you know, boiling the water or the hot minute pot, pour it in there, oatmeal, like I said, eggs, toast, like they can.
That's a grilled cheese is simple enough.
Grilled cheese, you know, something like simple, plain that's makeable at, I think, 5, 6, 7. They should be able to do that.
Absolutely.
I agree 100%. No, I don't, because you get away when you have a grown man that's 30 that don't know how to cut his waffles up.
That's
his mom always did it. His mom always did it. Oh, mom always cuts my waffles. Yeah, we was cutting waffles. Me and my little brother, we was cutting waffles at like 6 and 7.
Absolutely.
We was independent.
I think by the time a child is 10, they should have the knowledge base of how to make eggs, how to make grilled cheese, and I would say how to make eggs more than one way. So not just scrambled, but you could do scrambled, you can do an omelet. You should be able to boil an egg by 10.
And I agree with you there. And like I said, by 10, you should have your own night, no matter what it is. If it's cereal, pour everybody cereal. If it's eggs, cook everybody eggs. But you should, by 10, you should have your own night to cook.
I like that. Oh, okay.
So in my house, we have rotations. When's your night to cook? If you don't want to cook, you do have the option to phone a restaurant and make sure everybody eat. You do have that option.
You do have the option to phone a friend. You can use your lifeline on this one.
No, but everybody has their night to cook, and everybody, you know, has different powers, different things that they make when it comes to dinner.
That, you know, I never thought about that. That's actually pretty ingenious.
That way, the burden not on everybody. And in our house, the number one rule is whoever cooks doesn't
clean.
Do the dishes. You don't got to.
Love that rule.
Yeah, the cooking pass. Yeah, the cooking pass. You got the pass.
Now, I don't know about you, but it'd be me. I'm making the dirtiest, most complex dishes everywhere. Just making stuff that ain't even got to do with what I intend on making.
And friends out there, unfortunately, we're not underprivileged, but we do not have a dishwasher, so it's manual labor.
That's right. That is right.
Get that Brillo pad and clean the pan.
Gotta clean it in shifts. Just, I can't fit everything on the drain board. We gotta come back. Wait till it dry off. Yes. Mm-mm. Oh, I love that. I love that. So what other memories do you have with cooking?
Cooking, so like, depending on what you cook, like I said, it reminds you, like I said, either my great-grandma or my grandma. Like I said, my mom has chili on smash, you know. Mm-hmm. I make, I like baking also. I bake.
Okay.
So I can make sweets and stuff like that, and like, you know, desserts. And I remember my grandma used to make the most moist double layer yellow chocolate cake marble, the marble frosted. I love that cake. But she made it so good. I remember I was like, I want to say like 15 or 16, and I made it, and she was like, perfect. When grandma said perfect, she was like, listen, it was so moist, you know. So your cake's either not done or dry.
Mm-hmm.
It was moist. Perfection. Mm-hmm. And to that day, to this day, I make my grandma's cake, and I make that cake for everybody. So her tradition was for everybody's birthday, they got that cake.
No matter if you had
a store-bought cake with, you know, the frosting or the buttercream icing, whatever, everybody always got their own personal grandma's yellow cake with chocolate icing or whatever you wanted. From her. So we actually have her pans. I still make it from those pans.
Oh,
I still have, you know, flour the pans, everything, put them out there. You got the racks on there, let it cool.
Yes.
And I actually made my uncle's daughter, she turned one, and I sent them the cake. I made her a butterfly cake with the same pan. I just cut it in half, put it in reverse, and I made a butterfly out of it.
Oh, look at
decorated with the icing. You would have thought it was like, you know, I bought it from the, you know, bakery, and it was homemade. So yeah. But so that's my thing. So like when people have like, you know, those memories or people cook what they prepare. Like I remember like my Uncle B, he used to best barbecue guy ever.
Mm-hmm.
He had the whole barbecue thing down to a science. When you put this on, when you put that on, how you leave this on. This side of the grill supposed to be hot, hot. This one's supposed to be cool. He's moving over to the other side. Listen, like people think cooking and how they do things. It's a pattern, but it's a pattern for success and a roadmap to life.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, I didn't pay attention to that.
Right.
When I got a little bit older, I understood that, all right, like I thought, you know, throw the charcoal in there, light it. It's like, no, you make the coal, make sure the coals are this, then pour them on there, make that pyramid, make sure you have the proper ventilation. These are all things that people need to learn.
Absolutely. Definitely. There is a method to the madness. There is a reason for every move that's made when cooking. Like I learned later in life, and it came from watching cooking shows. I wasn't aware, and I'm not a heavy red meat eater, but I didn't know that when you did steaks, that you need to take them off and let them rest before you eat them.
Right. Yes.
Didn't know that. We would just cook it, and then from stove to plate, we was eating it. Like, you know, we don't know. We're just like, oh, that's how food goes. But it wasn't until, I guess you could say, we educated ourselves, but just watching enough cooking shows, you definitely learn some of the tips and tricks on how to cook certain things or how it should be done and all that good stuff. So I don't know. I like that. I'm trying to think, do I have any other memories? Most of my memories come from my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my grandmother, both of my grandmothers were bakers. But my grandmother, she was a cook. So again, from island background, my grandmother's thing that she would cook was, was it ackee and saltfish or kalaloo and saltfish? One of the two, probably kalaloo. And it, Miss Lady never had a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And would just cook it. And all you needed was some hard dough bread, and it was a wrap. I was like, ugh. In her little kitchen, I can remember her kitchen and everything. She has now since moved to Florida, but I can remember the layout of that kitchen. There used to be a two-person.
The color scheme.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, did we just unlock something in me right now?
I think we did. And wait, you're about to go to color scheme, but like, I would say never play with the woman's ability to decorate and color coordinate from living room to kitchen as it flows and how it ties in.
Absolutely.
That's an art. That's a lost art. That should be taught. That should be taught to these young girls. I'm just saying.
Yes. Oh my God. I remember her cupboards were just the right height, because they were like double cupboards, kind of like old school wardrobes where there was a lower level and upper level, and you mm-hmm. could just open it up. Everything was right there. Oh my, wow. Like, I know, like, I haven't thought about that in eons. So to really sit here and reminisce on it, like, now I can picture both of my grandparents' kitchens. And the crazy mm-hmm. thing about my grandparents was they lived just several doors down from each other.
That's funny.
Unknowingly, prior to my parents getting married. But yeah, they live just a few doors down. So I could walk back and forth to one or the other. If one's mad at me, I'm just going to the other one, and vice versa.
That must be good though. But friends out there, like, it's good to have these memories, and like, food is a gateway to your mind,
mm-hmm.
your psyche, your relationships, your past, present, and the future. Food is like that river, people.
It sure is.
The food that you had yesterday ain't going to be the same food you had today.
Right.
And leftovers, sometimes it's good when leftovers sit. They better the next day. Let me
they
tell you.
Absolutely they absolutely are. Let that seasoning soak in. Jesus.
Ribs on day one is good, but once you let them sit and the flavors actually sit, what? Ribs on day two, when you warm up. All right, question.
Yes.
Do you warm up in the microwave, or you put it in the oven?
Ha, got one for you. Stove.
Okay.
On the stove.
Fair.
And it's funny you say that, because just the other night I reheated food and I burnt it because I wasn't paying attention.
Blowing up a load.
But best believe I still ate it. I am not wasting no food.
For sure.
Was so mad though. But yes, I don't know. I grew up that way. My dad, that's how he always heated up food. It was always on the stove. I've never really heated up anything in the oven. That's actually an interesting one. I think it's probably
in the oven, so it's all uniform. It's all like, you don't gotta leave it in there long, but by like mm-hmm. 10 minutes in the oven, everything's basically warm, backed up, or cooked and ready to eat.
I think it's probably for the fact I got too much stuff in my oven. You know, like everybody, we got all our pots and pans in the oven. I'm not unloading that every time I want to heat something up. So
I guess we're not normal. There's nothing in our oven. All right, ready to go.
Well, where y'all put y'all stuff? Y'all got pantries like that?
We have the what's it called? It's called the oh wait, what is it called? The BLS-45 is the Lazy Susan. I only remember that because I used to deliver cabinets. I remember it was the BLS. Is the BLS-45 or 36, whatever your cabinet size is. We have a Lazy Susan, so that's where our pots and pans are.
Well, I don't have a Lazy Susan, a Lazy Trevor, none of that. It is my oven. So that's where all my
Lazy Susan spins all the way, the pots at the bottom, pans at the top with the lids, all in there. Right in the corner.
Okay, so that makes sense. So I don't have none of that. So everything is stuffed in my oven. And then it was funny because I learned, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but the tray at the bottom of your oven is not for storage. It's a warmer.
To warm your bread.
Yeah, well, it's storage for me. So I don't have space.
Like, I thought this was to store all the pans. Like, no, that's a warmer.
I was like, I don't even know how I came across that little fact. And I was like,
one of our next episodes, we're gonna look into, I didn't know it was used for that. We're gonna have that whole segment.
There's gonna be a lot of stuff.
So that's what that's for.
Like, absolutely. So yes. So that's why I don't, reheating anything in the oven is not an option because I don't have the capacity to take everything out. And I mean, every shelf in my oven is stacked with stuff. I'm not doing that every time. So on the stove it goes. I don't really like to use the microwave unless it is like something microwavable, but I'd rather heat it on the stove. I feel like it keeps the heat more when you do it on the stovetop.
So. Matter of fact, don't quote me on this one. I don't want to, you know, cause too many suspicions and, you know, conspiracy theories, but do you think microwaving and cancer have a correlation? I'm saying because I think the more we microwave, like, because we started microwaving, like, I want to say, like, you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s. And then everybody had it in the 90s, and like everybody was like a necessity in the 2000s. But like, as you see, how the more we microwave and, you know, use that reaction, you know, to get the food at that temperature with what's in there for the microwave, the use of microwaves, I think it was like, you know, I think it's a spike in cancer inside.
It's possible because, I mean,
I want somebody to look into that.
It is, what is it? Not radioactive.
Microwaves.
Yeah, the microwaves, but that's on the inside. I don't know. I typically cover my food.
Okay.
I don't leave it exposed, so I don't know if that makes it better or worse one way or the other. Maybe if there's a friend out there in the science field that could, you know, clarify that for us.
Please.
Appreciated. Please. But, yeah. Cooking is... I'm happy to say I like cooking again. I think I am out of my funk of not wanting to cook. I've gotten back into it. I just don't like paying for the ingredients. That's just my
bread. This is crazy. I got one more question for you, Tish.
What's up?
How come women that cook every day are just moms and girls that cook? But then when you go to culinary school, when you put on a white shirt and you're a man, you're an excellent 5-star chef.
That is a good question.
Bro, do you cook at home? Are you a chef at home? Or is your wife cooking at home?
Call me Chef Tish from now on.
Yeah, I'm put on a, next time I cook, I'm gonna put on a white coat.
Yeah, we should. Oh, that'd be funny. You go into a restaurant and like, and just start acting bougie. I want to see the chef. I too am a chef. This is not how I would prepare it. What school did you go to? They'd be like, what school you go to? The School of Hard Knocks. My house. Yeah. Yo, that's a really good question. And I don't even know why they... Is it because they've learned a particular technique? Because
I just get upset when it comes to... I find it sexist, though, that a guy won't cook at home, but then you'll put on a white coat and then... You know, you're a chef now and you want to charge $300 a plate. Like, I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong when kindergarten teachers have to be females and, you know, teaching our kids and they're doing all the grindy and the hard work. And then college professors are males making six times what they're making because they're college professors and they have tenure. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Well, we talked about this before, though, slightly.
We did slightly talk on, like, the I guess the roles and, like, you know, sex and, like, how, I guess, the like how the roles are perceived, like which sex has each job or description, how much they actually make for it. I just suppose, yep. though, like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, a CEO is a CEO, but if it's a male CEO, he's going to make, you know,
buku dollars.
Figures. Yep. 10 figures instead of 9 figures. You know, it's crazy to me.
Well, there's always been that wage gap between male and females, which is what they have been trying to fight for to change. But, you know, unfortunately, mostly the house is run by men, antiquated men, and they don't see the need for women to be on equal pay. You know, that's why we're trying to change things as we go along in life. But we're not going to let that damper our cooking. We, you know, someone's got to feed them, male or female. So
I agree.
They, you know, you navigate with the times or you don't. It is one way or the other. Who knows? But cooking. I implore people, though, to cook. Because cooking can be therapeutic in one way or another, whether you do a good job or you don't.
Find it like, don't cook by yourself. I find, like if you're in a relationship, like when y'all cook together, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking together, like chopping and prepping, like, or even if, like, not every relationship has to be cooking together, but, like, even if, you know, you want to find out what your kid was doing in school today, hey, come help me do this. Like, there's a method. I don't want you to work, but, like, that time to chop me up or you're prepping is that time for conversation that you might not have, you know?
Right.
So, like, you know, you're building that relationship. And then, so this is one song, the country song, but he's like, it's called Just Fishing.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard it, but, like, the theory to that is, like, they think it's fishing, you know, to catch fish, but it's the time spent while you're waiting to catch the fish. It's what the memories are about. So I feel like when it comes to cooking, like, you know, cooking, that's where those memories come from. That time, you know, in the kitchen or at the table, chopping up, prepping, putting things away. Like, even at that time, like, even going shopping, walking around. You don't got to walk around by yourself. Go to the market with somebody, you know, have fun. You know, shop together. You know, make these memories together. And then, you know, and then as you do things, you expand to what, you know, what, like, odd chores that would be solo. You find that time to make memories and build relationships. I think that's the best way to go about it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. That's so well said.
Thank you. I learned from Tish, y'all. Thanks.
I guess I'm rubbing off on you. So, yes, friends, cooking, get into it. I just implore you to try it. If you can't cook, you know, there's YouTube University. There are people showing you how to cook. If you don't want to do that, if you want to be in person, I'm sure there are cooking classes. Try taking one of those, you know, or find a group that does cooking. You know, Facebook is good for groups. Find a Facebook group that you could do that with. And, you know.
No, it's funny that you said that, though. There's people what? That, are there people actually that can't cook? Like, you can't cook.
Have you not seen the show Worst Cooks in America?
I've seen it, but you're like, you can't follow directions? Like, step one, put water in the pot. Step two, set water in the pot for 5 minutes and then eat. How you mess that up? I ain't lying. People do mess up noodles. How do you mess up ramen? Was it ramen? Ramen?
Ramen.
How do you mess up ramen, people?
There are people who can't boil water.
That's crazy. How do you boil water?
Oh, I could so tell you a story about that.
I'll put a little salt in mine and make it conduct faster, but that's just me.
You know what? I'm not gonna put them out there. They know who they are. But the instructions said boil water. They asked, what does it mean by boil?
Oh gosh. My gosh.
And I said, are you serious? I was like, boil, bubbles. Well, then how do you know it's boiling? Oh, my God. Are we really? So people can't cook because people will overanalyze it. And this is why we
you
have
know,
people.
I just love when, like, normally when you're doing anything, the first step is preheat the oven to 350 degrees.
Yeah, why? Why is
that must be the standard. It's like, preheat the oven to 350.
And then some people will be like, what do they mean preheat?
Oh, not put it and not put your food in the oven, turn the oven on, and expect it to be done 40 minutes later. It's not gonna be done in 40 minutes because it's not at the proper temperature. It's gonna take 10 minutes to get to temperature and then time to cook. So you're gonna undercooked by people.
I don't know. I feel like cooking instructions now need to be like legit simplified going forward for the new generation. Turn on oven. Step two, set oven to 350. Step three, get ingredients to make recipe.
Like, what is low heat? What is make it simmer?
Oh. Okay. We are going to set off my anxiety.
So I'm sorry.
Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is make it simmer?
Oh my goodness, people!
Do you just... not have... wait. Here, attention. This one will get you right here.
What?
People that don't know how to make tea.
It's just get water hot, put a tea bag in there, and just let it go. And dear God, don't let them be in England and someone over there ask them to make tea. Can you steep it? What is that? What do you mean?
Oh God! You want one lump or two? No, I'm not gonna lie. I was somewhere, and I saw the sugar cube, and mm-hmm. I was tickled pink, Tish. I was tickled pink.
Did you think of Robin Williams?
I did. One.
Oh, I love Robin Williams. Rest in peace, Robin Williams, and all your memories. What a great man. But anyway,
Doubtfire.
Yes, classic movie that will never get old.
It does not get old ever.
Ever. He was a comedic genius. But anyway, we are so on a tangent. No, so listen, friends, we thank you so much for making Figure It Out what it is. We have grown so much. I don't know about you, Andrew, but I feel like we're doing our thing with this.
I think we arrived. I think we're on like, you know, like on a Power 99 level, the 102.1 level. We are there.
Right there.
We're about to be syndicated, my friends.
All right, sorry, my bad. So friends, we thank you. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe to Figure It Out. We are on Instagram. We are on podcast platforms, and we're on YouTube. Whoop, whoop. And yeah, you know, it's been a pleasure. I hope you learned something today about cooking. If not, please find a cooking class, cooking club, find someone else who cooks. Anything. Just cook. No more microwave foods.
Stop thinking about it.
Right. Just do it. Feel it.
You are what you eat, people. You are what you eat. Make it with love.
Okay. Yes, that part. So, yeah, with that being said, peace and love, everybody. Cheers.
Peace and love. Make sure y'all follow us at FIO.POD.
Yeah. And if you got anybody that you want us to talk to or any topics, FIOPOD7@gmail.com. Holla.
Love to hear from y'all.
Yeah.
Peace and love, everybody.
We out.